My name is Clarence Napier, the insurance broker, and today is April 13th, 2024, and the title of this podcast episode is Real Estate is About to Get Very Real. And it's going to be real for the people who have professional intentions of selling homes. So let me explain that. Now, this goes back about 8 years. This conversation goes back about 8 years. Because I have a consulting firm, 321bizdev.com. And I know that you're listening to this episode on my insurance brokerage podcast platform. But I'm letting people know that I'm combining the two. I'm combining insurance services with business development. I should have done it long time ago. And the reason why I'm combining it is because the insurance brokerage helps small business owners. We've been helping small business owners as an insurance broker for a long time. And what that means simply is when I was in corporate America as a health insurance sales manager in Los Angeles, I would go out and meet with employers about employee benefits. And most of the time, I could not refer another business to another business. That wasn't part of the corporate doctrine, corporate guideline. Our job was to help that employer get the best benefit package that he or she could afford. So fast forward, when I left corporate America, I started working with small business owners, just helping them learn how to contact and prospect and close. Now, full circle, when I think about this, when I started the consulting firm, I started working with insurance agents and real estate agents, and that a group of people that we were supporting expanded to CPAs, attorneys, dentists, plastic surgeons, or any small business owner that had a transaction price of $1,000 and higher. So for the real estate part, I was working with brokers because I was a realtor too. And my broker knew that I had the sales management, sales training background. So the broker would say, Clarence, can you get up and tell people what they should be doing? We can't make them do anything because they are independent contractors. But maybe you can give them some tips on what they should be doing. Well, I had several sessions that lasted over 3 weeks. And when I finished the 6-hour training after 2 to 3 weeks, one agent went out and got a listing and a buyer within 2 to 3 days after the training. So I asked her, how does she do it? She says, well, I just went up and introduced myself and started the conversation with the buyer and someone who wanted to list her home. And so it just shows that the training worked. Now, I've had success on my own as a real estate agent. I got out of the business about 2013, 2014 for personal reasons. And I am restarting a real estate in Georgia where I currently reside temporarily while I'm waiting to change my state of residence from California to Georgia. But the reason why I really want to do this podcast episode is to let realtors know that they need to change their whole game plan. And I hope people do not get upset with me when I say this. Over the last 10 years, when I was doing this training, I used to always see realtors focus on so much other stuff than real estate. And I'll just give you a few examples. I'm a realtor and I have a pretty dog. And my dog and I, we sell real estate. I'm a realtor and boy, do I look great because, you know, I'm selling these high-end homes and I want to look great. Or I just finished coming back from Dubai after selling a big property and we had so much fun, like the husband and kids, or maybe the person is single and they had so much fun in Dubai. And I always said to myself, okay, if that's what you want to do and say, oh gosh, you know, real estate is a lifestyle, and this is your lifestyle that you are portraying to the public. I understand that. I don't agree with it, but I understand it. Now that the real estate settlement, that maybe the ink is getting close to be dry, and you know, we still need to wait until, you know, another month or two for the attorneys and the DOJ or whoever came up with this idea about, you know, changing the commission structure, which I do not agree with. When that is finally said and done, real estate agents are going to be in for a shock of their lives. And the reason why, if the current written information about commissions stand, what realtors are going to see is that people looking to list or buy a home, they're not going to care about the lifestyles that real estate agents, you know, depict on their social media, on their Facebooks, you know, the Instagrams, their YouTubes. They're not going to care. And the reason why is because the sellers specifically, they're going to control on who they pick as agents and how much commission they're going to pay. And when those two things are, you know, kind of like rolling together simultaneously, when the realtor picks someone to list their, when the seller picks someone to sell their homes, it's not going to be about your doggy. It's not going to be about where you took your last vacation. It's not going to be the, you know, how you are a great cook when you're not selling real estate. It's not going to be you're this macho man guy and you're able to bench press 400 pounds in the gym between real estate transactions. So what I'm trying to say is that the social media thing created this facade where realtors thought people cared about stuff that they really didn't care about. And the only reason why realtors did what they did was because they could walk in and say, you know, I would like 6%. And of course, you know, real estate commissions were always negotiable, but the standard practice with the MLS and what buyers agents see on the MLS was 4, 5, 6%. And that was kind of like the hidden driving force to make realtors think that they can have all these other side things going on, when in fact, all buyers and sellers really cared about is that they get the house that they want, and the people selling the homes, who the listing agents were supporting, they just wanted to sell the home at the highest price. And gosh, they had really no control over the commission per se, even though commissions were always negotiable. They really didn't have a say because of the arrangement of a buyer showing a house that had like a 1.5 or 2% commission compared to a home that was listed that had a 3% commission. And I'm not going to lie, that would be my choice, and I probably made that choice. I want to show my buyers a home, for the most part, that had the highest commission, unless the house that had the least commission or the lower commission was the perfect fit. Now, I never like forced someone to look at a house only because it was 3%, and never showed them homes that were maybe a 2% commission to the buyer, to the buyer's agent, because the buyers would always see the list of homes, and a lot of times they were not privy to the commission rate. You know, so if there were 10 homes available, some of those homes had less commissions to the buyer's agents than some of the homes that had a 3% commission. But the point is, all the fluff and the things that realtors used to do to look like buyers and sellers cared about this influence and these external things, that's about to go away. And what I think is going to happen is when a person is listing the house, the listing agent won't have to show no, will not show pictures of their doggy or that they're a great cook or they can bench press 400 pounds. None of that stuff is going to matter. What's going to matter is, can you sell that house at a commission where you're providing value to get the highest commission that the seller is willing to pay? And that's what I've been working on as a consultant. And when I say consultant, I used to work alongside Deloitte Consultants when I was a vice president in corporate America. So I had a chance to see what a Deloitte consultant, how they operate. And it's like 99% different than what most business owners or how they operate their businesses when it comes to moving a product or service. It's a totally different world. So moving forward for the insurance brokerage, if you go to my website, you're going to start seeing people added who are clients, people that I'm working with, people who are small business owners, people who are colleagues, and they've always wanted to help, and how my insurance brokerage works. The videos that are uploaded, there's no charge to upload like a 3-minute video if you are a small business owner and I'm working with you as an insurance broker. There's no fee to upload those videos. And if a client wants more training, that we have like a lot of ways we can help small business owners improve their revenue by prospecting and closing, not techniques. I don't like the word technique. As an insurance broker, I believe in systems. A system that is repeatable that you can do over and over again. Where it is a system, it's not something where you meet with a prospect and you try to close a certain way with this prospect, and then you kind of learn a little bit more about a different prospect. Maybe they have a different profile. So you think that you can use a different way of connecting and talking to and closing that prospect that has a different profile than the previous prospect. The point I'm trying to make is that none of that works. You need a system that you can repeat over and over again without trying to have 37 different ways of meeting with people and trying to close people. So to close this episode, I want to let realtors know that there's going to be some massive changes in how you see your business. There's going to be some massive changes on how sellers and buyers perceive your professionalism. Again, they're not going to be concerned about the cuteness of your dog. They're not going to be concerned that you have this high-profile vehicle, Hummer, Scat Pack, Mercedes-Benz. None of that stuff is going to matter moving forward. So again, my name is Clarence Napier, the insurance broker. Our website is www.insforsure.com. Toll-free telephone number 866-901-9876. And if you are a business owner, realtor, attorney, CPA, and you have clients that you want to refer to us, please do so. That will earn you some training points, because I'm talking to business owners on a regular basis throughout the country. The insurance brokerage will be seen about 50,000 times per week on this platform a colleague has here in Georgia. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for our insurance brokerage to reach out to small business owners. And some of these business owners need attorneys, some need bookkeepers and CPAs and dentists, and some may even need real estate professionals. insforsure.com, toll-free telephone number 866-901-9876. And please be sure in a couple of days to click the link on my website that says support SBOs. That's right, support SBS. Take care. Make it a great day.